so hard to read. I misconstrued what you mean. Slip me a napkin, and now that's a start. Is this your name or a doctor's eye chart?
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
We're back with Dyslexic Heart number 6 after a 3-month absence.
Welcome to our train wreck.
We only do these shows when we damn well feel like it.
Do you post these to iTunes?
Nope.
Oh, okay. That's
I haven't
good.
Yet. I may at some point, but I haven't.
I'm afraid we'll get like angry reviewers. This has nothing to do with the title. These people are rambling idiots.
Well, that's what it is.
The internet is a mean place sometimes.
I know. I love it.
You love it?
No, I'm just kidding. I did just call somebody a fucktard about an hour ago on Twitter, so.
Nice. Well, they deserved it, though.
Everybody thinks that everybody deserves it when they say something mean.
Well, what's stupid, though, is people who go out of their way to say something mean. If they go out of their way, like, if someone reads a blog and said, you know what, I'm just going to rip this person to shreds, even though I have no idea who they are. I would never do this if I met them on the street. But they just go out there specifically to be an asshole.
Yeah.
They deserve bad things.
I agree. Screw those guys.
Screw those guys.
Hey, I have some news. Speaking of our, well, we weren't speaking of him, but.
You have news?
Our intro music from Paul Westerberg.
Uh-huh.
Paul Westerberg has written the title track of the farewell album from Glen Campbell called Ghost on the Canvas, which is coming out soon.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. He's recruited several interesting people to help him. Wendy Melvoin's going to be playing on it. Josh Freese is playing on it. But I don't know if Paul will be playing on it, but he wrote the title track.
Cool.
So,
some of the directions he's been going lately, that I think that'll be a really good mix.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I look forward to that.
I do too.
Just read that moments ago on Billboard.com.
I thought you were going to talk about Paul's obituary that he wrote in the New York Times for Alex Chilton.
I wasn't going to, but since you brought it up.
It's very well written.
It is.
Very nice.
Yep.
Very good tribute.
Yep. So what's going on? What do we want to talk about tonight on this show with no direction? We're just going to have a ramble fest and play some music and whatnot like normal?
Sure.
All right.
Well, I had a couple topics that I thought of.
Oh, good topics.
Topics.
What do you have?
TV and baseball. Sometimes they're the same. Because baseball is shown on TV.
What specifically television related are you speaking of?
I love Community.
Oh,
I
it's
just
such
love
a great
that show.
Yep.
It just got renewed for a second season. It's just, I don't know, it's just like pure joy. It's one of the shows I look forward to every week.
Amidst so much bad TV, so many dumb sitcoms, it's a smart comedy.
And I do feel like we talk about TV a lot, but
that's fine.
We watch a lot of TV, so.
I suppose we do.
Yeah.
Good characters. It gets funnier with each episode.
Oh, yeah.
Took a few episodes to get started, and once it
it's found its groove.
Once you get to know the
can't lose.
Yeah,
one style from head to toe.
Nice.
I'm just going to let you know.
Once you got to know the characters and the storylines really took off, it just kept building on itself, and it got funnier and funnier, and it is really good. So, and it just got renewed for season 2, which is great news.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of just said that a few minutes ago, but.
Well, we all know that I don't listen.
I know. So. And I follow, it seems like everyone on the cast is on Twitter.
I only follow the hottest of their cast members, Allison Brie. Brie.
I follow Joel McHale.
I used to, but at one point when I purged, I unfollowed him.
Oh.
I still enjoy him. I just decided to.
Yeah. And I follow the creator, Dan Harmon.
Okay.
And I follow the guy who plays Abed.
Great.
And
Danny Purdy.
Pootie. Yep. He went to Marquette.
He is pretty.
There's actually a throwdown between him and Joel McHale because Joel McHale went to University of Washington and Danny went to Marquette and they were matched up in the first round of the NCAA tourney. And
oh, yes.
We all know how that turned out.
Right on.
Bad for my brackets, I'll tell you that.
There you
my
go.
Brackets are dead. Let's pour a 40 for my brackets.
I still have a chance in my Sweet 16 bracket if West Virginia wins everything. I think I will then take it because most people did not take them and I did. So
mm-hmm.
Well, I'm telling you, there's a chance.
So West Virginia just beat Kentucky.
Yeah.
As they're referred now in our house, Kentucky.
Yeah. As far as my overall 64-65 team bracket, yeah, that didn't go so well.
So what we do, okay, Tim's workplace has two sets of brackets. We start out, we've got the whole field of 64, And usually it's shot to hell after the first weekend. Yeah. And everyone still wants to lay a little money down, so we do a Sweet 16 bracket.
And more people participate in the Sweet 16, so I hope I win that one. It would be beneficial to me.
Yes. Gambling is good. Money is good.
There's nothing better for this society than gambling. I think if we've learned one thing about America, it's that gambling has built this nation.
And oh my God, have you heard about them expanding the field to 96? I think that would be stupid.
That would be really, wow.
Just keep it the way it is.
If it goes to 90, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
That's tough. Just don't do it. I know nobody's listening.
Can you imagine if they combine, if they have the 96, can you imagine how bad the NIT will be?
Oh my God.
Playing for 97th place. I think the NIT would then go away.
I would hope so.
Who's left? How many teams are in Division One?
I don't even know.
I don't know, but...
The Gophers would be in the 96 for sure, then.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, they barely made it this year.
Yeah, and they lived up to expectations, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. By bowing out in the first round.
Yeah. All right, Should we play something?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to play... Whoops. That's not the song I wanted to play. Damn it. Sorry. Smooth production as always.
It is.
What is playing this? The organ beats.
Oh, I had something up there on my playlist too.
You actually put together a playlist for the show?
Yeah.
You're so prepared.
No, I'm not.
I bet it's not this song though.
No.
I bet I know which song it was. Was it Happy Birthday?
It was.
No. No one can tell you is the name of this song. It's awesome.
I want your love. Me in under all the roads that I have untold. Where did you stay when you were on your way? And I am risen deep and I have nowhere to go. Oh,
I suppose we should start talking over the song now.
Oh yeah, we haven't done that.
No.
I like that song.
And we were introduced to them by Michael Butler.
Of course, as we are. Show. Anything that we play that's new that we, it's usually something that we heard in a Rock and Roll Geek Show.
Yep. And this is the former lead singer from Des Moines, right?
Yep. Oh, I do have something that'll play later that didn't come from that podcast.
Okay. I have a couple things.
Came from a different podcast, though.
Oh, really?
Yep, one that I don't know if I've talked about before.
Oh.
Yep.
Educate us. We're excited.
I'll play it in a little bit. But,
By we, I mean me and Otis, who's asleep over there on the pillow.
Yep. He's so sweet when he's sleeping.
Oh, yes, they both are.
So, I was going to talk about Target Field.
Yes.
Because
that,
it's awesome.
That was my baseball topic.
I figured it would be. So last week we had a chance to see a preview of the new Twins Stadium.
Oh my God, I love it.
They had a private.
I love it so much.
They had an open house for season ticket holders, which we are not. But
no,
we,
not yet.
Found some on the internet, thanks to somebody who couldn't use them. We went down there and hung out for a couple hours and tried some of the food and explored.
And walked around. And we went to places that there's no way in hell they'll let us into during the regular season.
Yeah, we explored the every inch of the stadium that we could, pretty much. And mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
My fear, I've been really excited about the stadium, but my fear was that as things tend to happen here in Minnesota, that they would not quite get it right.
Uh-huh.
My example that I always use, remember when Chicago had the, what the hell was that thing called? They had the painted cows
on parade.
Cows on parade all over the city, and it was kind of cool, and everybody's like, hey, that's kind of cool, and other cities decided to emulate it.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to emulate it here in the Twin Cities in St. Paul with
Charles Schulz characters.
Yeah, they started out with, what did they start with? Charlie Brown?
They started with Snoopy.
Okay, kind of cool. They had Snoopies all over the city painted up in different manner, and everybody was like, hey, cool, we got Snoopies all over the city.
Yeah.
And then not being able to leave well enough alone because we can't here, mm-hmm. we went ahead and did it for another, 5 years and just drilled it into the ground.
And then they did Lucy, and then maybe they did Linus. I don't know.
They did Doghouse. They did all. They just kept doing it, and it was like, oh, God.
God, just stop already.
So it went from being kind of cool to completely annoying, and that's just how things happen here a lot of times. So I thought, okay, we're going to build a stadium, but it's going to be half-assed, and it's not going to be quite right. And they got it right.
It's beautiful. It's a gem. I just love it.
We've been to some of the other new ballparks, Baltimore, San Francisco, San Diego.
Kansas City has a surprisingly good ballpark.
Yeah, that's an older one, but it's nice.
But it was built like ahead of its time because they've got open concourses and, oh God, their barbecue there.
So anyway, yeah, Target Center or Target Field. Target Field is so freaking awesome.
It's great.
So sight lines from every seat in the place.
Yep. Open concourses. It's like
we're used to the shittiest ballpark in America too. The Metrodome, which isn't a ballpark, it was a football stadium that they crammed baseball into. It was horrible. Mm-hmm. And now I must say, so I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. I was just going to talk about the open concourses and how novel that is, and like when you're waiting in line for food, you can actually see the game and like.
Yep.
And they have TVs up too, so you can follow the action and stuff, but just being able to actually like look over your shoulder, oh yeah, there's baseball going on. It's just
so whenever we talk about the ballpark in any forum where there are people from outside of the Twin Cities listening.
Oh my God, motherfuckers. Just shut up with your stupid weather shit. Just shut up about, oh, you're going to be sitting there in your parkas in April and September. No, have you ever fucking been here in September? September is one of the most beautiful months of the year. It's mild, it's warm, it's beautiful. I agree.
It's not going to be a problem.
Yes, we're going to have some rainouts. Yes, April's kind of iffy. Yeah, it's been known to snow here from time to time. But don't fucking piss on my picnic. I'm excited about this ballpark, damn it. And you're not going to piss on my picnic.
It's not that different than Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Boston.
They get snow there. They have rainouts there.
Yeah.
They deal with it. And so will we.
This is not freaking...
I'm a little riled. Can you tell?
It's not Siberia like everybody thinks. We have a very nice summer.
Well, it is Siberia in January, but that's not when we're going to be using the stadium.
Right. So, yeah. And you know what? We're going to have a couple rainouts. Every ballpark has rainouts. So that's not... If they would have put a roof on it, it would have ruined the thing.
Oh, totally. Because...
If you've been in a stadium with a retractable roof,
like Milwaukee,
freaking sucks.
We saw Springsteen in Milwaukee. We did not see a baseball game there, but we saw a concert there, and it feels like a warehouse.
Yeah.
It's just not...
It's not an outdoor... It's not a ballpark. It's a step up from the Metrodome, but it's not...
I think the only stadium that got the roof right was Safeco. Haven't been there, but... That's the only one that seems to have gotten it right.
Huh.
But you know what? It's going to be worth it when we cherish our summers here.
Yep.
Because we have to put up with so much bullshit during the winter. And just the thought of being able to sit under a sky, a warm summer night, a starry sky, like, you know, 70 degrees in July, clear. Oh, the day games, just being able to bask in the sun. Yep. There's something therapeutic about it. It's going to be totally worth it.
I agree. It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait. And I was looking for a song and I can't find it.
Yeah. But the food there. Okay. So.
Yeah. Continue to talk so I can find the song.
So we were thinking this and we heard people talking about it as we were walking around that The Dome only had limited options. Like, they had maybe a Famous Dave's barbecue stand, but...
That was outside. Oh, no, there might have been one inside.
There was one inside. The lines were always ridiculously long. But everything was like... You had your Dome dogs.
And they sucked. They made them like 4 days in advance.
Everything in the Dome was made in advance, and it was in tinfoil. Like, the hot dogs were wrapped up. The hamburgers were wrapped up. Everything was just... pre-made, not fresh, not good. And there's so many options in the new ballpark, and they make stuff fresh. I'll stop for a little while.
The Baseball Project.
Yay. Talk more about the food. I'm enamored with the food options. So when we were done walking around, we decided we're gonna have some food, and the one thing I'd wanted to have was the Murray's steak sandwich.
Steak sandwich.
It surpassed all my expectations. It was so good.
I had a cheeseburger that was quite good.
Because again, made fresh, not sitting in a foil wrapper for God knows how many hours or days.
Yep. No, today they had an exhibition game, and one of the things that I read was that the lines for food are quite long. So they
half
still
hour for the coveted steak.
But they'll
sandwich.
Work that out. That's why they're doing the exhibition games and today's was a Gophers game, but
yep,
they're doing a few trial runs to get some of the wrinkles ironed out,
and to see how the stadium plays. Like,
yep.
It's not really a home field advantage for the Twins right now because
yeah, the
they
home
don't...
field advantage, the Dome, was always overestimated anyway.
Yeah.
Again.
I mean, you'd lose a couple balls in the lights or in the roof.
That was just, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not too worried about
that. I think the revenue that they were able to generate to sign Joe Mauer is going to be worth
Mauer.
It.
Joe Mauer. He's one of us.
One of us.
For the next 9 years.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Best player in the game. We get to watch him for the next 9 freaking years.
I'm so excited about this. I can't even tell you.
Yep. And, since we're talking about that, I mentioned this to you, but I'll share it with anybody else who wants to listen. Whenever the topic of big athlete contracts comes up, there's always people...
The sanctimonious self-righteousness.
Nobody's worth $184 million.
Well, do 40,000 people plus show up and watch you do your fucking job?
So the thing about that, my standard response to that now has become... I always have to question it because it only comes up for athletes. Nobody bitches when Tom Hanks makes $70 million on Forrest Gump. Nobody,
or Julia Roberts, however many millions she makes per movie, Brad Pitt,
nobody
whatever.
Bitches when J.K. Rowling shits out a kid's book and makes $200 million. So, you know what? It's bullshit.
If you don't like it,
it's what
then
the market bears.
Don't go to the games and don't financially support them.
Exactly. So you're to blame. And you know what? If you don't go, then fine. Then you can bitch about it, I suppose. But I don't know. I just think it's lame. I think it's lame that athletes get singled out for that. And I'm not saying that athletes deserve our pity or anything, because they certainly don't. But that's what the market bears. The owners are making a shitload. The players should, too.
Mm-hmm. And it used to not be that way.
What's he supposed to do? Oh, I don't want the money.
Yeah. Oh, I'll play for $1 a game just out of, you know, charity.
Yeah. So.
Because.
That's me bitching about that.
Because if he had gone to the open market, he would have made a ridiculous amount.
He would have made a little bit more, but...
But not that much
more. The whole idea of the hometown discount is bullshit, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it exists. He, you know, he might have taken a little bit less to stay here, but...
I feel that what he is being paid is worth it, because he's going to draw fans to the stadium. He's a great player. He seems like a stand-up guy.
Yep. I can't wait till he has this Tiger Woods-esque scandal, though.
God.
That's going to be awesome.
Oh.
We're going to find out that he's screwing trannies or something. Yep.
So you still getting a jersey with Maurer on it?
Yeah, I am. I almost did it today, but I didn't. I decided not to go over to the pro shop. I'll do it sometime soon.
I'm still torn. Like, I want a jersey, but I don't know if I want to commit to having somebody's name on it. I'm afraid I'll curse them.
Yeah, but he's got nine. See, I don't want to commit to somebody who only has a 2-year contract, because if I'm going to spend $100 in a jersey, they better be around for a while.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
What about, is
what
it
about
a
my
bad...
What about my Lou Ford jersey?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I wish.
You had a good line about Lou Ford the other day, and I can't remember what it was.
That was when we were watching the game, and TC the Bear, they showed TC the Bear signing autographs. Yes. I said, do you think he signs at TC or Lou Ford?
Yes. Nice. Would it be bad if I just got a jersey without anybody on the back? Is that non-committal?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's better or worse than getting a jersey with your own name on the back.
I'm not getting my own name on the back.
It's probably a little bit better, but...
That'd be super lame.
It's a little non-committal to get just a blank jersey.
How long's Denard Span signed?
He's got... Well, they just signed him. He's got 4 years or something. 4 with a 5th-year option, I think.
Yeah.
Span would be okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a lot of baseball talk. Let's get on to some more music.
Nice.
Not what you think, though. That's the thing. This is brilliant.
Oh, I've heard. I know you're going with this.
Yes, genius may be an overused term, but I think doing an album of metal / 80s pop mashups, pretty brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
This is a group called Rock Sugar, off their album Reimaginator. They have a whole slew of songs like this.
It starts out and you think, oh, it's a cover of this metal song, and then they go a different direction with it.
Yep. So I love it. I love it. I learned about this on the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast. He discovered them. Not really, but kind of. He was partly responsible for breaking them, so...
Nice.
Mike Schmidt, not the former...
Phillies player.
Phillies third baseman. More baseball. It all comes back to baseball.
It does.
It's that time of the year. So much hope.
Yes. Every team has hope this time of year.
Yep. So, okay, enough Reimaginator. So, what, What else? What else you got? We got baseball. We got TV.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty much
3D movies. Any 3D movies in your future?
God, that trend can die.
Yeah, I have no desire to see anything in 3D.
Mm-mm. Well, part of it for me is that I can't, because my the way my vision works is that I only see, like, my eyes don't work very well together.
Any other health problems you'd like to tell us about?
Oh yeah, I bought chondroitin and glucosamine today, and that means I'm old.
Oh, I took that a couple years ago, so I'm ahead of you.
I've been having some joint pain. That's
Oh well.
So, wait,
sorry, Grandma.
You'll catch up to me.
I know, soon.
Yep.
Yeah. So where did that come from?
I don't know.
Oh, 3D movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing lately. I don't know. I'm moderately intrigued by.
But even if I could watch it, I wouldn't really care.
Yeah, I don't know. There hasn't been anything really I've wanted to see lately.
You thought about going to the Runaways movie.
Yeah, I still might see that at some point.
Yeah.
Although it must be bad because it's only...
I'm less interested in that than I was.
It's only been open a week. Ago. It's only been open a week and they only have one showing a day at the theater near us.
Ooh.
That's not a good sign.
No, that's not.
So...
I have a hard time buying Dakota Fanning as a bad girl.
How old is she now?
Not yet, honey.
No, I don't even know what she looks like, but I'm just wondering if I have to find somebody else to make underage jokes about.
What about Bindi Irwin?
Oh yeah, Bindi Irwin's still in the mix. Those are hilarious.
To you.
Yeah, I'm a sicko. Yeah.
Oh, The Inbetweeners. Can we talk about The Inbetweeners?
Please do. More TV.
Oh, my God. So there's this show on BBC America called The Inbetweeners.
In the meantime,
it's wonderful.
You want to give me your iPhone and I can play whatever's okay. on your mix?
Great. Let me enter my passcode here.
Didn't we talk about British sitcoms?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, but this is a new one we discovered.
Yeah. Play the first song on there.
I will here. It's in the top. Okay.
Yeah, Inbetweeners. It's great. It's about... four guys in the equivalent of high school, and one of them is a briefcase wanker because he takes a briefcase to school his first day. And yeah, it's like four guys, and just stuff happens to them that I don't know. It's just really
hilarious.
Funny. And some of it's like very juvenile.
It's all very juvenile, and that's what makes it funny.
Great.
That's why we like it.
I love them.
It's a good show. I've been enjoying it a lot.
Yes.
I have to check out Peep Show because not the Vegas show, the British show.
Yeah.
Because that was recommended to us and I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Yes.
I hear it's quite funny.
Cockwig.
That's something a term you picked up?
Uh-huh. From The Inbetweeners.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay.
Why is it not playing?
I haven't played it yet.
Oh.
I didn't know if you wanted me to play it while you were talking or...
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tee this up. There's this group called the Codeine Velvet Club and it involves the guy from the Fratellis, excuse me. And I love him. And I love their group because they're great. What's wrong?
Your volume was way down.
Sorry.
It's okay.
But my friend Thomas was wondering about this group, and here they are, if he's listening.
Where are they from?
The Fratellis are from England.
This is my first time hearing this. I'm very excited.
Should be. James Bond vibe to it, which I love.
I could hear this all over Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Yeah.
Which I always love. James Bondy.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
Yeah, and it's got that whole retro thing that I just love.
Nice. We've been on kind of a concert ticket buying binge lately. A lot of stuff coming up. And
we can talk about the show that we saw last
night. Oh, yeah, yeah. Last night we saw a really good one. Do you have anything on your playlist from any of the people involved?
Shit. No, I don't.
I'll find something on here, though.
Okay.
Let me turn that down.
I know I have things from both of the artists involved.
I do on mine, too. So last night we saw...
Dan and Matt Wilson, brothers.
They were awesome. Dan Wilson, known from Semisonic.
And his solo work.
Yep, but mainly Semisonic, because that's where he had a big hit with Closing Time.
Mm-hmm.
And
his brother Matt.
Oh, we played, I think on the last show, I think we might have played Twilight Hours alone.
Did we?
I think so. Maybe not. Yeah. Did we?
I don't know.
I'm going to play it anyway.
Was it out then?
Seems like
Let's
we played
it again.
That.
It's a good song.
I'll play part of it. Yeah, I think so. So yeah, they've both been in several different Minneapolis bands, and they played a show together for the first time, which was just the two of them, and it was awesome.
And they played this song.
Yep.
When I heard you were alone, I wanted to become your sun, your moon, your anything. When I heard you were apart, I wanted to rush in and be the light or anything. Here I am.
Thinking about it during last night's show, that I've been seeing Dan and Matt in different incarnations for almost 20 years.
Wow.
I know. That's crazy. But I consider myself lucky because I've been able to see them. They're such talented musicians, and they were first in, well, not first, but they first rose to prominence in the Twin Cities in a group called Trip Shakespeare,
yep.
Which was popular during my college years.
Mine as well.
And I saw them many times.
I saw them once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We you saw them... Well, they did a reunion show a couple years ago.
Yes.
Kind of reunion. Almost reunion show.
But I saw them as Trip Shakespeare. They came to my college.
Right.
And played.
I was trying to remember if the first time I saw them was at my college or if it was at First Avenue. And,
It's just weird because they both... Like, everybody had long hair then.
Yeah, they had long hair and they wore ruffly shirts.
Yep.
Whole different vibe.
And bell bottoms.
They did a lot of 70s covers too. Yeah. Well, not a lot, but they would do one or two a show. But so yeah, that was kind of my first exposure to Dan and Matt. They were in the band together, and then they split up. And that's when Dan formed a new group, which eventually became known as Semisonic. For a while, they were known as Pleasure.
Yep.
And that was a fun era because I was seeing Pleasure play in tiny, tiny venues. 7th
like
Street Entry.
Scooters at St. Thomas.
Yeah, they played some, yeah, I saw them play there, and I think there were 10 people there.
Wow.
It was like nobody knew who they were. I mean, they would promote it as Dan.
Formerly Trip Shakespeare.
Dan and John from Trip Shakespeare, yeah. But, so yeah, it was cool because seeing that new band kind of take shape and selling like $3 cassette tapes with demo songs on them, mm-hmm. And eventually...
Oh, the cassette.
Eventually, a few years later, seeing the same group play in an arena as part of like a radio station multi-band thing and having 15,000 people sing Closing Time.
Right,
total
at Target Center.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it was cool seeing that difference.
Yeah.
And then Semisonic kind of broke up, but not really. They still play every few years, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But they're on an extended break, at least. Dan's done some solo work. In the meantime, Matt did a solo album, and now he's got the Twilight Hours. He's had a few other groups in between.
And then John is playing Twilight Hours and New Standards.
Yep. There's just all these offshoots of them. Mm-hmm. But they all seem to get along well and play together still in different incarnations, and they're fantastic. So last night was a great show to be able to see these two guys that have been around for a long time play songs from throughout their careers and we had good seats and the show was fun and
audience was good mostly.
Yep.
There was a guy in the second row who was a little crazy. Like, it's not exactly, you know, put your hands in the air and pump your fists kind of music.
No, it was mainly acoustic, but he was
doing that.
He was over enthusiastic.
Yes.
But I was over enthusiastic, but not visibly.
Yeah. I was amused by him. He wasn't he didn't annoy me. I think I would have been annoyed had I been sitting directly behind him, but he was just kind of amusing to me.
Yeah. There's always, you know, any concert, you're going to have a couple of people who are a little off,
yeah.
to say the least. Okay, we'll play Trip Shakespeare songs since we're talking about them.
Okay.
My looking days were done when I fell into her sun. All the other planets fell in line. At night when she came to bed, I would hang my happy head and say, oh, unlucky.
Thinking about when I first heard Trip, I they were one of the bands that kind of eased me into listening to a different type of music. I was still really into the like classic rock kind of stuff when I started college, and metal, yeah, and I still listen to that stuff. I always have, but I remember getting this tape because I was going to see them. Somebody suggested them to me, and I listened to the tape over and over, and at first I was like, this is kind of weird. There was some stuff on here that I was like, this is weird, but...
Which tape was it, the first one that you got?
Across the Universe.
Okay.
Yeah. And I can't remember if I saw him first at First Ave at school, but I saw them many, many times after that, and they were always fantastic. Became one of my favorite bands, and then I got to see their final shows. I think they did three nights in a row at the Caboose, one of the greatest bar names ever. Got one of the set lists from Matt. It was great. But
not necessarily one of the best sight lines ever, but
well, I was right in front of the stage.
So you didn't care.
No, yeah. I didn't care for that. I was right. Yeah. That was fantastic.
Yes.
I
had heard a few of their songs because they'd come to play at my college, and someone I knew had a cassette of theirs and she'd played it for us, and I just remember like some of the visuals, like Snow Day, talking about Mrs. Braintree.
Yep.
Like, they just had really visual songs.
Yep.
Like, their lyrics painted a picture that you could...
I was so bummed when they broke up.
Yeah.
Ugh. Killed me. But, they were one of the probably two or three bands that I kind of fell in love with in college. And the good thing is they've continued to do different things around here, so been able to see them a lot. So, what else do we have coming up? We bought tickets for, well, we got U2 in June.
May is kind of comedy and baseball month because we're going to see Joel McHale and Conan O'Brien.
And you haven't seen Joel.
No, I haven't. Have. You have.
He's pretty good. Stand-up is pretty good. He's fun. He's from the soup.
And then we've got tickets
Conan, yeah. We get good tickets for Conan, too.
Yeah.
High demand. They've sold out every show.
Yeah.
And we're down in, fifth row or something? Third row?
Sweet.
Somewhere near the front. So that's dope. It helped that they announced the tour like half an hour before the tickets went on sale, so most people didn't know about it.
So we snapped them up.
Yep. A couple baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
U2 is playing the first concert ever at the Gophers Stadium. I think
it's TCF Field.
TCF Field. But they don't allow alcohol there.
They're working on it, though.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
You think it'll happen before you two?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's working its way through the whoever needs to approve it. So I think it's going to happen
real soon. So they're going to make an exception for concerts?
Nope.
Or just this concert?
Here's what happened. They...
Because the friend of mine who helped us get the ticket, she's a member of the fan club, so she was able to get tickets early, and she said, hey, you want a couple? And I'm like, hells yeah. So she was able to get us tickets, and she was very... So Interpol is the opening act, and they're fine, but I'm not, like, super excited about them, and she's, like, really mad.
Huh.
They'll be okay. Nothing can be worse than the time we sat through Dashboard Confessional.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing can be worse than that. Oh, God, that sucked. I want that 45 minutes of my life back still.
Now, the deal with alcohol is they wanted to be able to serve it in the, like, the suites at TCF, but not in the general seating.
Mm-hmm.
And that was unacceptable. It's like an all or nothing thing. So now there's a push by not the college, but by, or the university, but...
By everyone attending the show?
Yes, by every... Not the show. It has nothing to do with the show. It has to do with just in general at the stadium to have it be okay to sell. And it seems like it's probably going to get okayed. Hopefully it'll happen by June.
I hope so.
Yep.
I mean, it's kind of ridiculous that they don't have it, but...
I agree. Lame. Oh, we should play some Free Energy.
Okay.
It's a new album. Just came out. It's awesome. It's called Stuck on Nothing.
I think we played them on our last show too, but we'll play them again.
The album just came out, so.
Yeah, so this is new stuff.
We were supposed to, by the way, we were supposed to do a Minneapolis show next. We said we were going to Minneapolis music show, but we'll get to it eventually.
Mm-hmm. We want to be a little more prepared for that one.
We changed our minds.
Yes.
But this group has some Twin Cities ties.
They
apparently.
Do.
They had previous bands that were based here, and then they moved away, and now they're successful.
Kind of like the Hold Steady.
Kind of like that. Hold Steady, new album coming out soon.
Very excited.
Yep, just a couple weeks for the vinyl, and then May 5th for the CD.
Something like
early
that.
May, so some good albums coming out.
The Hold Steady, Gaslight Anthem.
Those are the two I'm waiting on. Other than that,
Teenage Fan Club has one.
Yep, that's always good for some pop-licious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, I'm tired.
Me too.
Sorry.
That's all right. Hanson has one coming out in June.
I'll listen to that. I haven't, I don't think I've heard the last couple Hanson albums.
After Tinted Windows.
Yeah, if they have anything remotely as poppy as Tinted Windows, but I don't think that stuff was written much by the Hanson guys.
No.
That was written.
But Yeah, mostly from Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne, probably.
Yep. Maybe he rubbed off on them.
Yeah.
Not literally.
Not, no. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
They've had good stuff before.
Yeah.
Mmbop is a good song.
I've got no issues with Hanson.
Stand
There's some talented
that
boys.
Yes. And they had a couple, like, I know a lot of people consider them one hit wonder, but they had, there's an album or two after that that had a few good songs.
They've actually, yeah, they've continued to do well. They tour constantly.
Yeah.
Keep putting out albums. I think they may even be putting them out on their own, so they're probably making some good money on them. They have a big enough following where they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
and then the record company doesn't have to take a cut.
Yep. All right, what else? Is there anything else we want to talk about before we wrap things up?
Not that I can think of. This will probably be one of our shorter shows.
That's okay. We're at like 45 minutes.
Oh.
So we're anxiously awaiting Lady Gaga tickets to go on sale.
Yes,
we
are.
I was saying earlier, I've been listening to far too much Lady Gaga for a straight man.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of thumbed my nose at Lady Gaga for a while. And
I did too. I'll admit it.
Then I realized I kind of like this.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me? Despite the auto-tune.
Sometimes I'll resist things. Like, I don't know. I'll just because they're popular, I'll just be like, oh, whatever. And then I'll discover that they're actually kind of good.
I'm just going to play a little bit of Gaga. Oh, this isn't...
That's not this the is the Spice Girls song.
This does sound like the Spice Girls. That's not the one I wanted to play, though. There's another one.
Which one?
That she has kind of a British sound on. I'll find it.
Okay.
People are tuning out right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. That never stopped us before. So,
nope.
Yeah. I was listening to Lady Gaga today in my car. I realized, wow, I really like this. It's kind of sad. Let's see. Shit, what song
Don't be
is
sad.
It? Is it this one? Yeah,
yeah. No, that's the one I was singing to you earlier.
I don't remember which one it is that I like so much.
Let's see.
Wait, this might be it. Yeah, this is the one I like.
Oh, okay. I love that lavender blonde. The way she moves, the way she walks. I touch myself, can't get enough. You just like it because she touches herself.
That's true. Through all the tears and all the lies, I touch myself and it's alright. There's kind of a pseudo-British accent in this, but I kind of like it. It's not like a Madonna accent.
Yeah. You just want to hit her every time she says something.
Yeah. Shouldn't like this,
but you do.
I know.
Don't apologize. Just go with it.
I'm not.
Have you seen the Telephone video yet?
I did. I finally watched it the other day.
Did you realize it's an homage to Kill Bill?
Yeah, I kind of heard that. I think.
I have not seen Kill Bill because I only see like 3 movies a year, so I didn't realize that. Till later.
Yeah, so we're going to go see Gaga, and I'm going to be the oldest person there. It's weird, though. She's doing, I was thinking about this, too. She's doing a general admission floor, which is odd, because I would think that a lot of her audience would be younger. Are there going to be a bunch of, like, 13-year-old girls getting trampled?
I hope not.
Yeah, that could be entertaining, too.
But what's weird is that they're charging more for general admission, aren't they?
I don't know if those are the $175 tickets or what.
Because usually they charge less for that.
Sometimes.
Like, the ones, like the seats closest to the stage are the most expensive.
Yeah.
The general admission's a little less.
Yeah, we might have to get nosebleeds for this one.
Yeah.
It'll be a good spectacle, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I like about her. I get her shows are going to be very theatrical. So
yeah. Yeah, whenever she's on an awards show, you want to watch. You want to see what she's wearing. You want to see what she does, because it's always going to be something interesting.
Yeah. She's nutty as hell, but
yeah,
entertaining.
Very.
All right. So I confess to Gaga. I guess that's probably a good place to end the show. What song should I close out with?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm losing steam.
Me too.
All right, I will play.
We're going to board the sleepy train soon.
I need something poppy to leave it with. So, Dolly Rots.
Sweet.
Valentine's Day. It's a little bit past Valentine's Day, I guess, but it's a good song, so we'll play that. So, there we go. We'll be back. When's our next show?
I don't know.
6 months?
Sure.
We'll do one sometime soon, I'm sure. Maybe not. Thanks for listening, I guess.
Maybe when it gets warm out, we'll record one on the deck.
Oh, that would be new. We've never done that. All right. This is Valentine's Day. We'll be back with another show sometime when we feel like it.
Thanks for listening.
Cheers.
When we first met, you said I found ladies in my heart. And I knew right then that we'd never be apart. But now you say you're throwing me away on what was supposed to be our special day.